Well, it feels like it's been a while. I mean,
It's been a
not
while.
for, oh God. You know that video got like 2,000 views that we posted?
Did it really?
Yeah, and then it got taken down due to copyright.
Oh.
Yeah, so then I reposted it, like doing it right, like actually putting the music. And now it only has like 60 views.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, it might not feel like it's been a while for everyone, but because, there's been episodes coming out or whatnot, but I think it's been probably a solid 3 or 4 weeks since we've actually talked and done an episode. All the ones that we've
I know.
done have been like the, they've all been what are like banked episodes, like they
Yeah.
get saved due to holidays.
Yeah. What have you been up to all this time?
Oh, sleeping, pooping, working. And of course, because we decided to record, my cats have finally decided to want to get along and play together. They only do this while we're recording. So,
It's like they know.
yeah, it's like, oh, there's a podcast being recorded.
Oh, let's play. It's playtime.
Yeah. Well, we do have a lot to talk about today. I put together a slight list of topics, and surprisingly, we have quite a bit.
Oh, nice. Can't wait.
So, first up, did you see or did you hear about that movie that just came out on Disney Plus, Godmothered?
I've seen some ads for it. What's it about?
I watched it last night, so I'm gonna try to not spoil it, but it's legit, like it's kind of like Elf, where this fairy godmother wants to be a fairy godmother, but she really can't because she's bad at it. And then they send her into the real world, and the person that she's supposed to be a godmother to is like 40.
Huh.
So she has to try to like be a fairy godmother to a 40-year-old or something, while also trying to save the kingdom of fairies or something. I didn't really like it, if you can tell.
It sounds like a wild adventure.
No, not really. It's actually quite like they didn't go all the way like they should have, but it was a Christmassy Disney Plus movie. It was okay. I don't think I'll ever watch it again, but it was cool because they filmed it around the Boston area, so.
Oh, neat. I watched Mandalorian last night.
Oh, how's that? How was it?
It was pretty good. Baby Yoda did Baby Yoda things.
Like what?
He did the, like the little magic hand waving thing.
What happens when he does that? I've never watched this show, so I have zero idea.
I don't know. Do you want spoilers for it?
Absolutely, I'm never gonna watch it, so.
He throws stormtroopers around. Also, I'm sorry for anyone that's, I should say this ahead of time. There's spoilers coming, so you've been warned.
If you're listening to this podcast expecting not to be spoiled, do you really think that we're that nice? You're
Yeah,
gonna
what do
get
you take us
spoiled.
for?
Yeah. I mean, I do have in my notes that while we were away, well, not really away because there are still episodes coming out. God, these cats. That Baby Yoda now has a name.
He does.
What is it like
Grogu.
Grogu? That's the worst
Grogu.
name I've ever heard. That's the stupidest name ever. They should have just been like, oh, it's Baby Yoda. And then they could have just branded it all as Baby Yoda instead of the child.
Funny enough, Disney doesn't like that people are calling it Baby Yoda. So they're the ones that
No.
officially started calling it the child, and they were just like, we got to come up with a name real fast. So Grogu.
Yeah, I was asking a friend from work who actually just listened to our show for the first time. His name's Mike. He actually, funny enough, he played the show while I was sick one day. Because I guess they all missed my presence, so he played one of our episodes. So now my entire work knows about your bowel movements.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. So they don't personally know who you are, besides what you say in the episode, but they know about your bowel movements, and that our main goal of this podcast is to fix them. That's why we're officially the Diarrhea College Podcast. Should we just sit there and do that? Just make farting noises for the rest of it?
Yeah, that's what the D stands for now.
The D stands for diarrhea. Last week we said it standed for the Don't Trust Me College Podcast, which probably made no sense to everyone because I was kind of playing a secret where I got a cameo from the band 303, but I didn't want to let in on it, but I also couldn't not hint at it. So the episode that came out last week, we hinted around a lot about it, but I never said it, even though the 303 video came out weeks before that. So if you don't follow us on Instagram, you're probably very confused.
But it's okay, because we're now the other D College Podcast.
the Diarrhea College Podcast. Should we, like... Oh, this is going to be the grossest thing I've ever said on this podcast. To promo this episode... Should we each take poops, take pictures of them, and have people vote on which one's the grossest?
I mean, it could be interesting.
Yeah. I think our account would be taken down on Instagram.
But... Yeah. Not to mention, I feel like a lot of your fans would be leaving.
I think they already have. I think when people started listening what we actually talked about, they were just like, I barely hear any Disney in this, and I really feel bad for both of them for not being able to control their dairy habits. Oh, wait. We don't call it the Diarrhea College Podcast. We call it the Dairy College Podcast. or the Dairy Constipation College Podcast. Oh, no, wait. It wouldn't be college. It would be Dairy Constipation Podcast.
Oh, my gosh. What a year this has been.
You know how, I don't know if you knew about this, but you know how they came out with a special edition pop figure of Walt in the castle? Well, I was up at 3 a.m. for some reason last night, and they just so happened to accidentally release them early when they were supposed to release them at 7 a.m. So I bought one, and now they're sold out, and Twitter is not thrilled.
Oh, yeah. It's a mess with all the super limited edition stuff right now. For Lego Star Wars, there was a set that was supposed to be a San Diego Comic-Con exclusive. But because they canceled it this year, they put it out on their website the week of Thanksgiving. And then almost instantaneously, they were gone. Because apparently they didn't put a certain limit on it. I think they put a limit of 3.
Huh. Yeah, I've been having... There's been a lot of stuff like that lately. You know, for people are probably going to be like, I don't know who this is, but the band that we like, the Wonder Years, they came out with a super limited vinyl set that instantly sold out. But the problem was, I've been in these situations twice where it will pop up early for me. Like, there was a signed version that popped up early the day before. And I was like, you know what? I'll wait till tomorrow and see what deals they have on it. And then they were like, oh, only 300 are going to be signed. And I was just like, damn it. Like, I waited too long. Now I might not get the signed one, which I did end up getting the signed one. But that happened last night with the castle thing. Like, it popped up at 3 a.m. And I'm like, oh, this is still up here. Like, it will be up here for a while. And I'm like, you know, maybe I should check out and buy it. So I started to check out, and it listed it as sold out. And I was like, uh-oh. And then like maybe 15 minutes later, it let me check out, and now it's sold out again. So I am one of the people in the world who is not selling it for $200 on eBay.
Yes. Say no to scalping.
Yeah, absolutely. Scalping is not fun.
Straight up, not a good time.
100% not a good time. I think the only thing that I would allow you to scalp is if you buy our merch, and scalp it, which if you want to go buy our merch, it's in the link in our Instagram bio. Feel free to scalp it. Just give me 50%. Like, let me know. I'm going to buy all this stock and I will take it off the website.
And then you're going to sell it for like 200% more on eBay.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And people, because people, like, when you take it away, everybody's like, oh, I meant to buy that shirt like 6 years ago. I can't believe it finally left. I mean, I do that all the time. And then you spend like years trying to find it. That's my case with a lot of merch. But speaking of clothing, this is a great transition right here. Did you see the Disney sing-along on ABC?
I watched part of it. It was interesting, to say the least.
Oh, I thought it sucked big time. It was terrible. It was horrendous. Like, what's her name? The person, Sierra or something, when she's like, oh, my kids are the best or something, but she's singing weird towards them.
I think.
Did you see that part?
I think I tuned out at that part. I think the last part I saw was near the beginning when they had the Let It Go on Broadway. I think that's where I ended it.
Yeah, that one was okay to me because it was the actual like Broadway cast, I think.
Yeah.
But God, it was not good. It was so edited. Like, but my favorite part is, you know how there's the rapper Future?
Yeah.
It came up and it was like Sierra featuring Future and someone else. So I'm sitting there the whole time. I'm like, this is going to be a weird version of Jingle Bells. And then I realized Future was not actually in that song. It was just her kids.
Yeah. That was super weird. Like, I heard Future. And I'm like, oh, that's going to be fun. And then it was her son. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I had to actually turn to Emmy and be like, where was Future? And she's like, that's her kid's name. And I was like, no, when they say Future, they should mean the rapper. And I don't even like the rapper. I just think, God, what are they doing?
Yeah.
Oh, Mia's trying to climb the Christmas tree. Fantastic.
So fantastic.
Thank you, Mia. Thank you for doing this right as we're recording.
Are they both climbing it, or who's climbing it right now?
No. One of my cats, Kiki, decided to leave the room because she realized that I was recording, I think, and she was being nice. Mia, on the other hand, is now under the Christmas tree and trying to climb it. And now she has the zoomies and is racing around the room.
Kerchoo, like Lightning McQueen.
Yeah. Kerchoo.
But yeah, the sing-along was just, it was... not
right. It was atrocious. And you know what the worst part was?
What was it?
Not even the sing-along portion of it. It was, you know, Ryan Seacrest's
sweater, yeah,
that he was wearing, the Christmas sweater. I wanted it. I was like, you know, that's a nice one. Like, I would wear that. That's a pretty nice one. I looked it up. It's $2,000.
You're kidding me.
No, it was a $2,000 vintage Mickey Gucci sweater.
Did it, like, was it super limited? Did it just come out, or did it come out years ago?
I think it came out this year.
Oh, that's terrible.
I think it was something that, yeah, they released it in like November. Because I thought, I was like, oh, you know, that's definitely going to be on like the Shop Disney website or something. Like, maybe I'll just grab it. It's probably like $20. No, $2,000. Ryan Seacrest, you disappoint me again.
I mean, I think that's on Disney's part. They could have easily re-released it after the special. Because I'm sure there's a lot of people that are thinking the same as you, where it's like, that's a nice sweater.
Yeah, and then you find out, oh, it's a, like, that's the only pair of Gucci merchandise that I would ever, like, want. Like, I don't really like all the, like, limited clothes or whatnot, but that one was
pretty It was. Good.
Well, and I say well as not in we're done. We still got some major news to cover here. Major news. After, I believe, 20 years, Radio Disney is ending.
What?
Well, yeah. Radio Disney, rest in peace.
Man, we had some good times with Radio Disney when we're in your kitchen making burgers, listening to Joe Bros.
AM 1260. Did you hear it? Did you learn of any good songs through Radio Disney?
Not really, no. It was just kind of like background noise while you're doing stuff.
And, you know, I say this as like an RIP, but Radio Disney was terrible quality.
It was.
It was terrible. Like, you would try to listen to it and it was just, it would be all fuzzy and sometimes it wouldn't work. Like, if they wanted to be a real radio station, which they were, but they should have went to, like, FM or something.
Yeah, definitely. But I feel like that adds to, like, some of the nostalgia of it, too.
That's true. I see that. But, like, as a kid, I did learn a lot of songs from there. Like, they weren't great songs, but, like, Digging Up Them Holes. God, what a jam.
Oh, such a classic.
I can't believe I forgot to put that on my Disney top songs. Like, I might have to go back and revise that episode now and be like, Digging Up Them Holes is number one. Speaking of the Disney song episode, I don't think we said it in the last episode, but oh man, we are never doing a Spotify exclusive episode ever again.
Yeah, that was a rough week.
Yeah, it's funny too because the Spotify version had maybe one play for a long time, right? I think it was me. So I'm like, you know, you don't really need the music in it to get it. So I cut some of the songs out and put it out everywhere, and the play count jumped. So. We are, I don't know if this is the place to announce it, but next week we are doing another music episode where there will be a version on Spotify, but I'm going to call that the enhanced version of it and not the exclusive version.
Yeah.
So everybody will get it, but if you go to Spotify, you're going to get the ideal version of it.
You'll be able to listen to it everywhere that you listen to your podcasts. Enjoy.
Oh, we're also... Did I tell you that we're on Pandora now?
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I got an email that was like, hey, welcome to Pandora. You're now on Pandora. So if you have Pandora, definitely subscribe to us, you know? I think that would be nice.
Are we going to hang out with the blue people and ride the flying banshees?
No, it's not that.
Well, that just disappointed me. I don't want to be part of Pandora anymore.
In order to promote that we're on Pandora, should I just post a picture of the blue person?
Yes, please do.
Be like, hey, we're on Pandora. We also, did you know how many different companies are called Pandora?
I know of two. What else is there besides the jewelry company and the music streaming?
That's it. And then there's the Disney World Pandora Land.
Which is the one that I prefer of the three.
Yeah. I never got to go on Flight of Passage when we were down there, but that, were you there? Yeah, you were. Cause there's a picture. Maybe I'll post that as the promo picture, but there was a day that my parents came down and we all went and got this weird, like, drink.
The bubble balls.
It had like bubbles. Yeah, that was such a good drink. I don't think I got the alcohol version, but that was such a good drink.
It was. I especially like the part where the boba balls got stuck in your straw. So you sucked really hard, and then they shot into the back of your throat.
Me? Or did that happen just to everyone?
Well, I think that happened to me, so.
Oh, okay. I don't think I had that problem. I think you might be one of the only ones to have that issue, but
it'd be like that.
Yeah, I guess. I was looking up because me and Emmy had initially planned a trip to Disney, like when we thought the pandemic was going to end in April, I was looking at the Star Wars Land menu, and I was all excited about, what was it, the milk thing that they
The
have?
blue milk.
Is that what it's called? Blue milk. I thought it was just like milk that was blue. I looked at the ingredient. It looks so gross.
It really is. It's plant-based and it's
Yeah, I thought it was just gonna be like, I thought it was gonna be like a milkshake or something, like.
Yeah, as did I, but they wanted to make it like new, something nutritious, something that everyone can have.
Well, that's wrong. I think that Disney should change it.
Yeah. So I tried both of them when I went for my my cast member preview for Galaxy's Edge. And
Oh, you got to go to a, you go to a preview?
yeah, the first 2 weeks of August before the park. Actually, no, it wasn't the first 2 weeks. Actually, no, yeah, it was the first 2 weeks. The first 2 weeks of August, they let cast members sign up to go in for like a 4 hour window. But the cool thing was like you can just go from like 11 to 3, 2 to 6, 3 to 7, stuff like that. But they didn't actually track you while you were in
Huh.
there. So you could go at the beginning of the day and just hang out there.
That must have been awesome because it probably wasn't super busy if it was a cast member
No,
preview.
not at all. Smuggler's Run, the Millennium Falcon ride, it was literally like a 5 minute wait, if that.
Oh wow. I'm super excited to finally, like, whenever this pandemic ends. I know that I could still technically go during it, but I really don't want to risk spreading something to the people that work there or anybody there, but legit, like, I'm so excited to go into Star Wars thing, and I'm so excited to also go into Toy Story Land because neither of those were open while I was working there.
Yeah, that's true. That because that opened the summer in June. I think it was June after you left.
Yeah, when I was working there, Hollywood Studios sucked. Hollywood Studios, we go there for like, I think we actually went there way too much, but there was nothing to do in that park and they were still charging full price. And then after a while, they shut down Toy Story Mania too to incorporate it into the new Toy Story world. So, which I still haven't been on Toy Story
You haven't been
Mania.
on Toy Story Mania?
The 3 times that I've been to the park since it opened, like one, I think the first time I wasn't able to get a fast pass when I went down with my parents as a kid since it was such a new ride. Then I went with Ryan, our friend Ryan's family, and it was the same deal, I think. I feel like we had a fast pass, but it broke down or something. So we weren't able to go on it. And then the third time when I was down there, I was never able to get a fast pass for it. And then there was one day me and Emmy waited in line, and the line was like 3 hours or something. And I'm just like, it's a 5 minute ride. I really don't even want to wait. We can just go on the Buzz one in Magic Kingdom.
Oh man, I am so sorry.
I know, and I've heard it's a lot of fun. The one I'm the most excited for though, and I hate rides that incorporate drops at all, but I'm very excited to go on not the Han Solo ship ride. What's the other one?
Rise of the Resistance.
Yeah,
I
did you go on
did.
that?
So my family came down to visit at Christmas last year. And we got passes for Hollywood Studio. So we woke up at like, I think it was 4 in the morning. We got a bus at
Oh,
right before
wow.
6 o'clock, and we got into the park before 7, so we could get a reservation for it.
Dang.
Yeah, it was pretty wild, but we got in, we did it. It was amazing.
I've read, and I apologize if this spoils it for anyone, but I've read that there's a
There
drop
is
in it.
so spoilers coming. Well, do you want a spoiler for this? Because I know you're really excited for it.
I've watched the ride, so I have a general idea what happens. Like you get like to try to escape like the thing that you're in or something, they drop you
Yeah,
into a
they drop you into an escape pod and then the escape pod releases, so that's where the drop is.
how far is the
I mean,
drop?
it feels like maybe like 6 or 7 feet, if that. It's super short. It's like a 2 second drop, if that.
Does it come out of nowhere or
It
is it
kind of
far?
comes out of nowhere. Like there's a breeze that, like, actually, no, I'm gonna say no, it doesn't. Like it tips you downward, like you're ready to fire, and then like a second later, you get dropped.
Oh, okay. I think I'll be fine on that. That's just like I haven't been. The other place I really, really want to go, and this is why I was excited to go to Florida. And I know we were trying to go down while you were there, but I also haven't been to Universal ever. Like, I've been to the boardwalk that night that I think you were there. We went to the boardwalk like the first week that we were
City
doing the
Walk.
program. And I just, yeah, I love, or I loved the Harry Potter movies as a kid. So I think I would just like die in the Harry Potter land. I feel like that's something I really want to go into. And I know that there's one ride that has a huge drop in it, but I would probably do that just to go on the Harry Potter ride.
You're talking about Hagrid's broom ride.
No, that doesn't, that looks like a kind of kiddie roller coaster. They have there's this one that's in the castle. It's like the Gringotts, like
Oh
theme park.
yeah.
You've been to Universal,
I
right?
have, but it's been 13 years.
Oh wow. I wasn't sure if you had been since you were
No,
little.
I never got a pass to it, but it's cool. Maybe if I ever go back, I might.
Yeah, and that's the thing, like, because I at one point I was like, oh, maybe if I go visit James, I'll just go to Universal. But I'm like, I'm in Orlando, like 5 minutes from Disney. I gotta go to Disney.
That's true, and you'd also be 5 minutes from SeaWorld, so you got to go see Shamu.
No, I think I'm good on that one. I've been to SeaWorld about too many times because we would go there with my family. But the one reason I don't want to go to Universal is like Emmy loves the roller coasters. Some of those roller coasters look absolutely terrifying. Like they just came out with the
Oh,
Velociraptor
God.
coaster. Horrifying. No, thank you. No,
Just the
thank you.
name.
Yeah. Then there's that. Did you see the one that, I don't know if you remember this, but when we were at Disney, there was one that Nick and Brandon kept going on where it plays music and Brandon kept passing out at the same point every time he rode it.
Oh, dang, at Universal.
Yeah, because they take a video of you. So he's all excited. He's cheering. And then you just see him kind of nod off. And then he wakes up and just gets excited again. And I was like, oh, I don't like heights and I don't like fast things. I don't like wind blowing in my face. Which is why I didn't really like Star Tours that much, which means I probably won't like either of the other like Han Solo ride or the Passage ride.
Flight of
Wait, what's it
Passage.
called? No, that's Flight of Passage. I was gonna say the other Rides of the Resistance. Flight of Passage, I wanted to go on that so bad, but I also read that it drops you and they blow wind in your face and like I get motion sick as well, so. There's a chance. I also don't like they strap you down.
So the thing
I
about
think I
Flight
would
of
struggle with
Passage is
that too.
they don't actually drop you.
I thought that there was like a 10-foot
No,
drop.
so what they do is, if I remember this correctly, you're like in a motorcycle chair, and they just tip you forward, but they have, lots of wind in your face, stuff like that. Like it's at a very, very steep angle, so it kind of
All
feels
right.
like you're falling.
Okay. I probably wouldn't hate that then. I thought that they legit like had you free fall for like
Remember,
ten
that's what
feet.
you and the roommates told me when I went on it for the first time. Yeah, you told me they brought
Does
us
it
up on a
drop?
crane like 10 feet in the air, and like, oh, they just free fall drop you, but then they catch you.
Oh, I don't even remember saying that, but you know that sounds like
I
something
was
they would
like,
say.
what? No, you guys are pulling my leg. And then I was waiting in line, and I was like, oh my God, they're actually going to do it.
Yeah, that's the horrifying thing. Like, my dad was even talking about this the other day. When him and my mom went to Disney on their honeymoon, he went on all the roller coasters, which he doesn't like roller coasters either. But, like, sp he goes, the scariest part of Space Mountain is the line for Space Mountain. Because you're standing there, and probably with, like, all the roller coasters, you're standing in line, and they're just like, if you have a heart condition, or if you have this, or high blood pressure, or if you have this or that, you could die on this ride. And it just makes you panic the whole time until you're on the ride. And it's just not as bad. I haven't been on Space Mountain, so I can't really say. But having worked in the like ride itself, those things
Oh,
are
yeah.
terrifying when you're going through.
Big facts.
So I think that's all I got for, you know, I'm gonna look at the list of stuff I had because in the description of this episode, that's where I write all my ideas. So I'm gonna look at that after and be like, dang it, I forgot the one thing that I was supposed to mention, or that I was planning on titling this episode about, but I think that's, I'm fairly sure that's all we had to cover, which is really sad because it seems like it's been a long time since we've done the, like a current episode, you know? It seems like typically we do the ones that are more, we record them in advance. We can't really talk about current news. What was that?
That was my leg.
Oh, I thought you were clapping. I thought it was part of it.
No, we're good. Everything's fine.
Oh, I thought you were clapping at what I was saying. That's why I was trying to react. Oh, thank you. Thank you for the applause. So this has nothing to do with our show at all, but if you live anywhere, I was going to say if you live in Massachusetts, but if you live anywhere, the band 4 Year Strong this week is doing a live stream concert on the Saturday the 19th, I think, which I highly recommend. One, they're a great band, but two, I highly recommend you get tickets because $1 of each ticket goes to support the venue that they typically do it at, which is the Worcester Palladium, since they're struggling due to COVID. And if the Palladium goes away, that's a bad thing for shows in the Massachusetts area.
Yeah, because aside from, I'm going to say that's like the second biggest venue that a lot of Boston bands go to, or just bands in general. Like the number one is probably the House of Blues, but
yeah,
tons go through the Palladium.
Yeah, the Palladium is a massive place for, like, they have the upstairs place for the smaller bands, and it's just, if you can buy tickets, definitely buy tickets to support that, even if, you know, I would watch the show because it's going to be good, but, or just donate money to the Palladium. I don't know. I see Toga Tips.
Oh my gosh, we have been so busy.
I know. I'm impressed by the output, like the consistent output that you have. Like, I don't think I could ever, like, if we turned around and were like, we're going to do a podcast 2 days a week, I would be so stressed. Like, there's no way I could do it. I don't know how you edit and put out videos within.
It's wild, man. Let me tell you. It's like always the same schedule. It's like we'll get something, some news. I'll write a script in 2 days, film it in 2 days, and then edit it in a day. It's the end of the week. Upload it then, and then you just repeat the cycle.
Yeah, I don't think I could do it. I think I would have quit. I think I would have been like, ugh. So even if you don't like Pokemon, to the people out there, definitely go check it out for the editing of the thumbnails. But if you do like Pokemon, one, go like and subscribe to his channel, but also add me on or our podcast on Pokemon Go, because I've been getting...
Yeah, how are things going for you so far?
You know, I didn't realize that you a raid was fighting other people.
The raid is
what it is.
The raid, with the raids, you team up with other trainers to battle a Pokemon.
Well, my Pokemon is, I've declared one of the places near my work as mine. I am the only Pokemon allowed in that place, and I had to beat
out
of it the other day. Yeah. If you go, I can't say where it is, but if you're at a field in Massachusetts and you see, I don't know what Pokemon is in there for me, but if you see D College Bud,
don't do it. Leave it in there.
Or I will fight.
He'll come back with a vengeance. I'll knock you out.
Yeah. I don't think I said this on the show, but the most disappointing thing in the world was that I got one of those shiny Psyducks. And then I upgraded it, and I didn't realize until a couple days ago that they turn blue when they're upgraded, or not upgraded, evolved. They turn blue anyways. So I got rid of my shiny Psyduck and turned him into a normal big Psyduck.
Yeah, that was a bit of a bummer. I mean, it's a nicer shade of blue. Like, I personally rather have that one than the original. Like the normal one, it's like a lighter, like a light skyish blue.
Oh, well, I don't feel too bad then. That's good. Now I don't have regret.
Yeah.
feel
funny thing is,
playing
for like I started playing a little bit when the game first came out in 2016, but I ultimately got back into it at the end of 2017. I've been playing for actually 3 years now, and yeah. I still don't have a shiny Psyduck.
Well, I don't anymore either. But thank you everybody for listening. We will be back next week for, even though it's Christmas week, it will not be a Christmas themed episode at all. We will be talking about our top songs of 2020. And
see you then.
So we'll see you then.
For more information on the D College Podcast, Sleepy Time, or Togi Tips, visit us online at instagram.com/DCollegePod. And now a word from Anchor.